Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
Actually, it's Vanessa Dantagarmo filling in again today for Teresa Tomeo here on Catholic Connection. Happy to be with you this morning. We have a couple great guests coming up this morning. Excited to talk with both of them. Jana Bankovich is joining us. She's the president and founder of Women in Grace. We'll be talking with her this morning, along with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, talking about today's feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. And she wrote a book. And I'm excited to talk with her about this book on May 13, 1917. So it's been 102 years. The Virgin Mary first revealed herself to a trio of shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal. She would appear to them five more times over the course of the year until the great miracle of the sun on October 13, 1917. She brought a message of love and peace that was heard around the world, a sorely needed antidote to the ravages of World War I. To mark the 100th anniversary of the apparitions, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle provided a one-stop guide to the tradition, history, and spirituality of Our Lady of Fatima, including the testimonies of those who have made the pilgrimage and prayers for those who share this devotion. So she'll be on with us talking about her book and some of the stories. And today is Our Lady of Fatima feast day. And maybe you could do a special prayer, do the rosary. We are in the month of Mary, which is the month of May. A great opportunity to be doing rosaries this month, and particularly on this day. And maybe there's somebody in particular that needs to be prayed for. So much going on in the world. Not much has changed in 102 years. I don't know. A lot of divisiveness. We still have many wars. We have spiritual warfare, that's for sure, going on in the world. And so prayer is always needed. And so today is the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. We'll be talking about that this morning here on Catholic Connection. But I wanted to share, we just got off of Mother's Day, as you know. And as I've mentioned before in the past when I filled in, I love to find stories on EWTN, the National Catholic Register, and other Catholic outlets to share on my social media. It's another way to evangelize the faith. I know I have an opportunity to be a talk show host here on Catholic Radio. We're all called to evangelize in different ways, and I have my communications evangelist messages and communications and evangelist institute, and that's my calling, to evangelize. Like Teresa is a talk show host, and Al Creston, all the people on radio, but not all people are called to be evangelists on the radio or on television or street evangelists. We're all called to evangelize in different ways, and something that we all can do, all of us can do, is share really good stories. And EWTN puts out great stories all the time. You can go to their website. I go to National Catholic Register. It's one of my favorite places to go to read stories of the faith. And we just came off of Mother's Day, and I found a really cool column that was printed for the Culture of Life, Maternal Wisdom from Mom, Saints, Three Life Lessons from Heaven's Mothers. And so I thought, I'm going to put this on my Communications Evangelist Facebook page, Communications Evangelist Vanessa Dantagarmo, along with links to the guests we interview. But I want to put this article up because it's going to be my way to evangelize. And then something else I'm going to be doing, and I welcome all of you to do the same. Daily go find a really cool story about faith, our Catholic faith and lessons learned, or something going on in the pro-life movement, messages from the Pope, whatever it may be that you can find. This is a good way that you too can evangelize the faith and bring others to Christ and educate them on what's going on in the world. So I'm going to be posting this column from Claire Dwyer, and Heaven, it's a column of Maternal Wisdom from Moms, Heaven's Mothers. Heaven is brimming with mothers, mothers who lived and loved and have some wisdom for us all. In honor of Mother's Day, here's a look at a few life lessons from holy women through the ages whose glorious titles include mom as well as saint. So I want to share this with you, this article. God's plans are perfect. St. Francis of Rome was a wife and mother, friend, prayer warrior, champion of the sick and poor, and founder of a religious community. Born in 1384, she wanted to be a nun, but her parents planned a marriage to a nobleman, the commander of the papal troops in Rome. Devastated, the young teenager prayed that God would allow her to go to the convent. Her confessor challenged her, "Are you crying because you want to do God's will, or you want God to do your will?" And humbled, she accepted her parents' wishes and married. She raised three children faithfully, ran her bustling household, maintained a strong prayer life in the home chapel she established, and practiced works of mercy in the hospitals and prisons. Suffering came to Frances with her home and family destroyed by violence amid political feuding and the plague. Resolute, she increased her efforts to serve the poor and turned her ruined house into a hospital. With her husband's blessing, she began a lay order of women called the Oblates of Mary and became the superior presiding over a home for widowed members upon her husband's death. Her childhood dream of religious life had finally been fulfilled in God's perfect time. So, St. Zelia Martin had desired religious life too, but the superior of the local convent of St. Vincent de Paul told her it was not the will of God. God certainly had other plans, as well as all of her five living daughters would be given the vocation she had not received. But God knew what he was about, for her devotion to her domestic church helped shape the now famous little way of her saint daughter, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. Thérèse's way of confidence and love was rooted in her childhood, which held happily memories of her mother, even though Zélie died when the little flower was just 4 years old. The desires of her heart submitted to the Lord bore better fruit. God always knows best. And then persistence pays off. St. Monica has long been known as the patroness of suffering mothers who seek her prayers as they plead for wayward children, and for good reason. This 4th century mom knew how to pray long and well. And although her son, Augustine of Hippo, would become one of the church's greatest saints, he once rejected morality and Christianity for mistresses and error. His loose living was a tremendous cross for his devout mother, but she did not give up. A local bishop reassured her that God's time will come. She was so persistent that he finally had to send her away with this abomination. "Now, go now, I beg you. It is not possible that the son of so many tears should perish." She followed her son to Italy when he left home to study, and although he tried to lose her on the way, she resolutely came after him to Rome and then to Milan, fasting and prayer as only a mother can. Augustine, looking back on those days in his confession, recalled the rivers flowing down from my mother's eyes, by which God and him in my behalf, she daily watered the ground beneath her face. I can't stop crying. This is really powerful as a mom. I think of all the moms who have suffered for their children. It's incredible. Monica's prayers, prayerful, persistent, paid off. And Augustine embraced the faith and was baptized during the Easter Vigil in 387, when Monica witnessed the birth of eternal life in the child she had delivered into earthly life. I can't read any of this anymore. I got to get to the news, but let me finish this. It was what she had prayed for so long when she died shortly after her grateful son wrote, "I cannot tell clearly enough what love she had for me and how with greater anguish she brought me forth in spirit than she had given me birth in flesh." It is 8 minutes past the hour. I'm Vanessa Tenhagarmo, crying and filling in for Teresa Tamio this morning here on Catholic Connection. And it's time now for the news. Again, it's the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. We'll be talking about this later this hour. But President Trump says that if China doesn't reach a fair trade deal with the U.S., companies will flee China because of U.S. tariffs. Taking to Twitter this morning, Trump said it'll be very bad for China, but very good for the USA. He said China has been taking advantage of the U.S. for many years, that past presidents haven't gotten the job done. He warned China against retaliating against his latest tariff increases, saying things will only get worse. Funeral services will be held this week for a Westchester County woman killed killed in the Easter Sunday church bombings in Sri Lanka. Scott Pringle has the story.
Chelsea DiCaminata had been overseas on assignment for the Department of Commerce. She was critically injured in the April Easter attacks, and the John Jay High School graduate died earlier this month from her injuries. A wake now set for Wednesday at Clark Associates Funeral Home in Gatona, followed by a funeral Thursday at St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Church in Somers. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Barr issued a statement saying Chelsea devoted her life to public service and that her dedication and spirit were a model for everyone at the department.
Felicity Huffman is expected to plead guilty today for her role in the college admissions scandal. Huffman will appear in a Boston federal court after admitting to paying $15,000 so her daughter would get more time on the SAT and for her daughter's wrong answers to be corrected. NBC's legal analyst has more on what Huffman can expect.
Her expected sentencing guideline range is somewhere between 4 to 10 months or even 0 to 6 months, depending on how they ultimately argue at the sentencing hearing.
Huffman is just one of over a dozen high-profile figures who paid large amounts of money to help their children get into a prestigious college. The actress who starred in ABC's Desperate Housewives agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud last month. Deadly March attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand are the subject of an inquiry getting underway today. Mark Mayfield has more.
New Zealand's Royal Commission will be taking a close look at the accused gunman's online activities, international connections, and the government's counterterrorism resources. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the commission's findings will help to ensure such an attack never happens here again. A final report on the live-streamed attacks by a lone gunman that left 51 people dead is expected by mid-December.
Vice President Mike Pence says freedom of religion is under assault. Speaking at Saturday's commencement ceremony at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Pence highlighted the recent attacks on various faiths. He mentioned the deadly attacks at synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, at mosques in New Zealand and on churches in Sri Lanka, and historically black churches in Louisiana. Pence says nobody should ever feel unsafe in a house of worship. The vice president also warned the students of some of the loudest voices for tolerance today had little tolerance for the traditional Christian beliefs. He advised the new graduates to be prepared to be ridiculed for their Christian views. He said Christians suffer more persecution around the world than any other religion. The Marine who was killed during a training accident in California last week is known to be 24-year-old platoon commander from Washington, D.C., Hugh McDowell's father, Michael McDowell, said via a Skype interview that he wants to know more about the cause of death.
Did he die pointlessly? Did someone make a mistake? Was the equipment faulty? I will not be satisfied unless it is a very rigorous investigation.
The Marine Corps has identified McDowell as a first lieutenant with the 1st Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion at 1st Marine Division. McDowell died Thursday morning when a light armored vehicle overturned at Camp Pendleton. 6 other Marines were taken to the hospital, but with non-life-threatening injuries. Officials are still investigating the incident. Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates says there is a threat from the Taliban if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan.
If we just walk away from Afghanistan and the Afghan government is completely left on its own, just think of the consequences for Afghan women, for example.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates, who led the Defense Department during the Obama era, said the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government is stable before the U.S. withdraws the 12,000 troops who are stationed in the country. Gates said any agreement produced by talks with the Taliban must ensure that the armed group becomes part of the government in Kabul, not allowed to form its own governance mechanisms. Master Drive is giving blind students from Colorado School for the Deaf and Blind a chance to get behind the wheel. They recently hosted an event with a school where students got to learn everything from going around cones to when to honk a horn.
I can't believe I got to drive a real car.
Now I know what it feels to drive a car.
A Master Drive spokesperson says teaming up with the school is just a way to give blind teens the opportunity to learn how to drive like teens who can see. The program has been going on for around two decades. It is 14 minutes past the hour. You are listening to Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for Teresa Tomeo this morning. And as always, I will be posting on my Facebook page the story I just read from EWTN and all the guests who join us and their links to their website. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back. Joining us after the break is Janet Bankovic.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta. I want to announce that Steve Ray and I will be going on pilgrimage to the great land of Poland, August 21st to August 30th.
We're going to follow John Paul II, Maria Faustina and the Divine Mercy, and Maximilian Kolbe. We're even going to visit Auschwitz and see the place where Maximilian Kolbe gave his life in the cell there.
People can get more information at AveMariaRadio.net. And where else, Steve?
CatholicConvert.com. Click on the big pilgrimage banner or call 866-468-1420.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds don't, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can consider investing in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com. The advisor invests in securities only if they meet the fund's investment and religious requirements, and as such, the return may be lower or higher than if the advisor made decisions based solely on investment considerations. The fund's method of security selection may or may not be successful, and the fund may underperform or outperform the stock market as a whole. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. For a prospectus, which includes objective risk, fees, charges, expenses, and other information that should be read and considered carefully before investing, call 1-866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
I've listened to you many, many times, Janet. I don't think I've ever interviewed you. So this is a pleasure to have you on with me as I fill in for Teresa this morning.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, and I was thinking about that myself. I don't recall having the pleasure of spending some radio time with you. And I just love to use these airwaves for the honor and glory of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've had the pleasure of listening to you many times, Janet. So it's so great to have you on with me and to interview you and talk about unleashing the feminine genius. So tell us about this retreat coming up for women for our listeners this morning. What's coming up?
Well, you know, we're very, very excited because this is going to be a very full summer for Women of Grace. Excuse me. We're going to be in three different locations. We're going to be in Lafayette, Louisiana. We're going to be in Malvern, Pennsylvania, and we're going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And our whole purpose in getting out there with this good news is to help women understand who they are as the daughters of God and for them to begin to live out the beautiful reality of that feminine genius in all aspects of their lives, in their family lives, if they're professionals, in their professional lives, in the milieu of their community, in the milieu of their church community, to begin to bear upon the culture the reality of life and the reality of how it is that woman, through the way in which God's created her, can really begin to reverse the trend in our culture and make this a civilization of love that John Paul II spoke about.
All these three different events, Janet, that you just mentioned, this busy summer, are they various guests at these different events?
Well, yes. It's interesting what we're doing this year. It's the first time we've done it. Malvern Retreat House is the place where we typically roll out our retreat in the summertime, and that is located outside of the city of Philadelphia, just outside of the city. It's a beautiful, beautiful location. Sits on numbers of acres there. And it's been a home to us for our annual retreat for many years. We bring excellent speakers to that event, and we begin to notice that, obviously, women from around the country cannot always come to one location.
Sure.
So what we're doing is this year we're taking the retreat that we did last year to Albuquerque, New Mexico in August, and to Lafayette, Louisiana in June. And then we'll have our annual event there at Melbourne with different guests. So Albuquerque and in Lafayette, we've got a great lineup. We have Kathleen Beckman coming. We're very excited about that. My husband, Jack Williams, is going to be with us. Thomas K. Sullivan is going to be with us, and I'll be presenting as well. And we have a day in all of these locations for our young women of grace. And all of the speakers that speak at the main event are also speaking at the youth event, the Young Women of Grace event as well. And then in Malvern this year, we've got Father Chris Decker that's going to join us in Lafayette, and we have Father Wade Venezes who is going to be joining us in Albuquerque. And Malvern this year, Father Nathan Cromley is going to be with us, and Dr. Carrie Gress is going to be with us. Tom Sullivan will be back. I'll be back. Jack will be there, too.
So the retreat will be preceded by a Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar in July, the 11th and the 12th, at Catholic Women's Leadership and the Power of the Holy Spirit. Adora Ibrahim talked with us about this last week as well. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, here's the deal. A lot of times we realize that when we're presenting this material, it's new to women. They want to go deeper, right? And we began the Benedicta Leadership Institute for Women several years ago. And this is an institute that helps for them to have the tools necessary as well as the knowledge base. We like to say the orthodoxy and the orthoproxy to get out there and to be the women God's created them to be. Mm-hmm. And so the Benedicta Leadership Enrichment Seminar, it will be in Albuquerque and in Lafayette. Kathleen Beckman, she's going to be presenting on the reality of spiritual warfare and what the gifts of the Holy Spirit are that we have to rise up and to make a difference using those gifts, using that weaponry of the Holy Spirit as God would have us to do. And, you know, as it pertains as well in our professions, but very much so in our family life. And in the retreat that we'll be doing at Malvern, Father Nathan Cromley is going to present. And he's going to be presenting on the Holy Spirit as well, but he's going to be presenting on the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how we use the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us to make a difference in the world today. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for these seminars. I cannot wait for these retreats. They're going to be amazing, just absolutely amazing.
Jonna, what are the biggest spiritual warfares women are facing today? What are we constantly combating today as women of faith? And women, all, whether you're faithful or not, women are just under attack. What are some of the things that we're facing?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, Vanessa, I think that the greatest threat against women today is the radical feminist ideology. Mm-hmm. Now, at one point in time, going back years ago, it was very clear the battle lines were very clear between the philosophy, the ideology, and the theology of radical feminism and our Catholic understanding of who woman is in the eyes of God. But as we've moved forward in time, the inroads that this radical feminist ideology has made through the culture and through academia has blurred those lines. So many young women today, many women my age as well, have been very confused about who they are. And as far as I'm concerned, and I think that Scripture bears this out, and I think that just the testimony of history, too, women, you know, when we fall for the lie of the evil one, who tries to convince us that we are something or someone that we're not, then there is an effect on the culture of the day that is devastating. And so I would say that the greatest, maybe if you want to say that the strong man of the enemy who women have got to learn to contend with is that reality. It's the zeitgeist of radical feminism, the spirit of the age being presented to us in this radical feminism. So we want to educate women, and once we begin to show them who they are in the eyes of God, the tremendous influence, effect, and power that they can have in accordance with the way in which God has designed them to be by way of the intercession of Our Lady and also the Holy Spirit and His gifts, then we can make a big, big change in the world today. Mm-hmm. But we've got to free women, literally, free them from the bondage of this false notion of who they are.
You know, we're going to take a break in a minute, but I want to ask before we let you go. We're not letting you go. We're going to come back after the break with you. I have so much more to ask you. But, Janet, what are the age groups for the women for these conferences and retreats? Are there particular age groups for them?
Well, for the young women of Grace, the age group is in the teenage years. We say girls between 13 and 17, right? Mm-hmm. And then 18 and up can certainly come to the full conference and full event. And they can go on until, you know, they're octogenarians and beyond.
Yeah. So, Janet, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue this conversation with you after the break. Stay with us, everyone. So much going on this summer with Women of Grace. We'll be right back with Janet.
Fun times are ahead at St. Joan of Arc's 50th Annual Spring Festival. It's Friday to Sunday, May 17th to 19th in St. Clair Shores. There's a major raffle with a $10,000 first prize, rides, entertainment for the whole family, and delicious carnival fare. Google St. Joan of Arc Festival or call the hotline at 586-773-1602. That's 586-773-1602.
Hi, I'm Dan Weingartz. Join us for our Time to Mow sale going on now through May 18th. Our family has been helping families like yours choose the right power equipment for your lawn since 1945. Our experts will help you choose the right product from top brands like Steel. From legendary chainsaws, dependable trimmers, and powerful blowers, a Steel is designed for reliability and built for the long haul. Visit us to see the full Steel line or see all of our Time to Mow sale specials at Weingartz.com.
Weingartz, everything.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com. This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Do you want an affordable health care option that enables you to protect your family and live your Catholic faith? CMF Curo is the Catholic health care ministry that works to bring health to the whole person, spirit, mind, and body. CMF Curo allows you to share health costs with other Christians and is more affordable than health insurance. Go to MyCatholicHealthCare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthCare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare, fully alive.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for my dear friend, the lovely TT. She's in Italy. She'll be back on Wednesday. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, God willing. Talking with us this morning is Janet Bankovic-Williams, president and founder of Women of Grace. And Jenna, I want to ask you. There's, the evil one, really, the spiritual warfare women are facing today, and the lies that the evil one tells them up in terms of who they are. And along those lines has to be abortion and the lies that we're told in the pro-choice world to women, and in terms of what's going on and the pressures they have to abort today. Can you speak to that?
Well, I can, Vanessa, and I think that we have to couch this in part of this ideological difference that exists between radical feminism and the Catholic understanding of woman. And I want to say this, the Catholic understanding of woman is certainly God's understanding of woman, and it springs forth from natural law, and it's evident in our bodies, right? So we have to understand that. And what we need to say is that the ideological divide occurs because radical feminists will tell you that women need to be equal. And that's fine. Women are equal to man. There is no question about it. As a matter of fact, women is the masterpiece of God's creation. So in terms of equality, we stand equal in the eyes of God. We see that in sacred scripture at the very dawn of the creation of man. Male and female, I will make them. There was absolutely no designation there that, well, I'll make a male and then I'll make something a little less than a male. I'll make a female. Yeah. None of that was there. And we even hear it in St. Paul when he tells us, you know, that there is no distinction between male and female and Greek or Jew in the eyes of God. So we have that equality. What we have to understand is the definition for equality that radical feminists assign to that word. When a radical feminist talks about equality, a radical feminist is talking about sameness. For the feminist, the radical feminist, equality means sameness. Now, obviously, men and women are not the same. They're equal but different. Our bodies speak to our reality. Mm-hmm. And if we had a day together, Vanessa, or hours left on radio, I would love to go into what our body speaks about mm-hmm. who we are. But suffice it to say that the female body shows us that we have a very, very special role. As a matter of fact, a role by God unto himself for the protection of the human person. How do we know that? We know it by virtue of the fact that the woman's body is the only person body that can contain within itself another human being, mm-hmm. one created in the image and likeness of God. And everything about the woman, her physiology, her psychology, her emotional reality, and her spiritual reality is oriented to that. Well, mm-hmm. this is anathema for a radical feminist. Mm-hmm. A radical feminist wants to androgenize the human person. And so what the radical feminists did is they began an attack against, and you can read Sue Ellen Browder's absolutely marvelous book, How I Hijacked the Feminist Movement, I think, is the name of it. I might have that wrong, but it's Sue Ellen Browder, B-R-O-W-D-E-R. And mm-hmm. she writes how it was that she worked for Cosmo under Helen Gurley Brown and how they created a completely fictitious character, and the women that they wrote about were largely fictitious. But the bottom wow. line was that everybody should have sexual license, and women who carry within themselves the other human person, and most typically the consequences of liberality in sexual expression, a child, have got to in some way masculinize themselves. So their attack from the beginning was against motherhood. Contracept, and if contraception fails, the option for abortion must exist. All an attack against the reality of who a woman is. Well, what we've come to discover all of these many years later, 50-some years later or so, is that women are not happy. They're unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. They're aborting their children. I mean, I don't know that there's... Abortion has been with us. The fact of the matter is, however, there has never been a society that has applauded abortion and raised it up as a right but ours.
Yeah.
And so when you look at these realities, you see how... counter to her identity, the woman has been living her life. Contraception is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's an abortifacient reality to that. But in addition to that, it's the same mentality. We mm-hmm. cannot conceive because this is in some way going to hinder me from becoming who I should be. And what is that? The same as a man. Now, of course, we've taken it to a new extreme. And we have women who, modifying their bodies through transgender surgeries, as well as men.
That's a whole
and why
problem.
Is that? It's because the women got it wrong. I'm sorry, I could go on. And I know that you don't have time.
Transgender could be a couple hours just on that, Jeanette. I mean, we were just talking about that with my family yesterday. I talked about this about a week ago, about Charlize Theron, you know, admitting that her adopted son that she adopted, she's been secretly raising him as a girl, because that's what he said he wanted to be when he was 3. I mean, it's just...
And this is insanity.
It is insanity. It's complete and utter insanity. And Hollywood makes it right for people. And they think whatever Hollywood does is right and what goes. And that's the scary thing, the influence Hollywood has on people who are just not grounded or don't know and are fooled. And that's the way the enemy works. Works on famous people who are able to... publicize this kind of nonsense.
And this, of course, you know, as you're saying so well, it brings credibility to it, and it moralizes it.
Yeah.
You know, and this shit, you know, but we've got a job to do, and that's what we're hoping to do through Women of Grace, And we raise up to the women the one whom we are meant to be like, and that is our Blessed Lady.
Yes.
And if there was ever a day in time when we needed a whole lot of mini Marys running around, this is our day in time.
I love it. Mini Marys. You know, Jen, well, I want to ask you about this. We have a couple minutes left here, but I didn't really start having a devotion to Mary until I became a mother myself. And it's been such a powerful influence in my life in such a positive way, doing the rosary and having that relationship. Can you speak to us about that in terms of really exposing our young girls to that rosary and that relationship with Mary?
Well, yes, and I'm happy to do it, Vanessa, because nothing gives me greater pleasure than talk about our Blessed Mother. I want to tell you, she is the bee's knees. she's absolutely amazing. Uh-huh. Our Lady is amazing. And my experience is similar to yours. I grew up with a rosary praying grandmother, so I know her rosary's got me out of some really, really messy lifestyle living when I was in college and immediately thereafter. So all cheers to my grandmother Simon. She was absolutely fantastic. But it wasn't until I was probably maybe in my early 30s that I began to see, and I prayed the rosary, but I began to see the rosary as something more, and I began to see Our Lady as someone more. And the beautiful reality is that Genesis 3:15 is not a fable. Genesis 3:15 is scriptural and it's truth. And in Genesis 3:15, at the dawn of human civilization, when the evil one was on the prowl, and by the way, tried
to... We got to let you go, Jeanette. We got 10 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here,
bottom line, love Our Lady, pray the rosary. It's your greatest weapon for spiritual warfare. Get out there, ladies. We can do it, and we hope to see you June, July, and August. Woo!
Amen, Jenna. Thank you so much, Jenna Bekovic-Williams. Find out more about Women of Grace and all the things happening this summer. We're going to come back and talk with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. We'll be right back here on Catholic Connection.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by a gift made from our day sponsor. In honor of Irene Pashtushka, a loving mother of five, grandmother of 17, and great-grandmother of 9. Your faithful example and devotion to our Lord, His Blessed Mother, and His Church are a gift to everyone. We love you and thank God for you. If you have a message you want to share, be a day sponsor at 877-288-1077.
Join the fun at the 48th Annual Spring Festival at St. Sebastian Parish in Dearborn Heights from Friday, May 17th to Sunday, May 19th. Features a major raffle with a $10,000 first prize, Vegas, bingo, games, rides, and great food, such as Polish and American Fair. Live entertainment all weekend long. Sunday includes Kenny Kanapka's Polka Cafe, Jody Maddie's Uptown Sound, and America's Polka Sweetheart. Google St. Sebastian in Dearborn Heights for details.
This Mother's Day, bless the Catholic mothers in developing countries who spend hours collecting drinking water, often from unsafe sources. With your support, Cross Catholic Outreach can provide these women and their children with access to clean, safe water. Help us lift the poor's burdens, protect their health, and restore their hope. Join by calling Cross Catholic Outreach at 888-766-2426 or visit crosscatholic.org/Ave Maria.
Hi, I'm Dan Weingartz. Join us for our Time to Mow sale going on now through May 18th. Our family has been helping families like yours choose the right power equipment for your lawn since 1945. Our experts will help you choose the right product from top brands like Steel. From legendary chainsaws, dependable trimmers, and powerful blowers, a Steel is designed for reliability and built for the long haul. Visit us to see the full Steel line or see all of our Time to Mow sale specials at Weingartz.com.
Weingartz, everything.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for Teresa Tamio this morning. We just had Jeanette Bekovic-Williams on, president and founder of Women of Grace. I just want to mention, go to womenofgrace.com to find out all about the conferences she just talked about. Joining us now is Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, who wrote a book about Our Lady of Fatima, and it is the feast day of Our Lady. Donna, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Vanessa, very much for having me on. It's such a beautiful feast.
It is a beautiful feast, and I just read a little excerpt from your book that you can find on Amazon, Our Lady of Fatima, 100 Years of Story. So what inspired you to write this book a couple years ago? It was published a couple years ago, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you for asking that. And because Our Lady of Fatima's message is so important, I actually ended up writing three books on her message. That the one you're speaking of is Our Lady of Fatima, 100 Years of Stories, Prayers, and Devotions. And I wrote it because I felt very inspired for the 100th anniversary year and was asked by the publisher to write it. And it really took on a life of its own, I should say, while I was writing it. So many beautiful graces unfolded, and I told a lot of stories. And Father Andrew Apostoli wrote the foreword. He's a Fatima expert now in heaven. And right after I wrote that, I wrote Our Lady's Message to Three Shepherd Children and the World for children, because I thought they need to hear this message as well. And then I just wrote a book, Advent with Our Lady of Fatima, with Sophia Institute Press. So I can't stop preaching the message. I really, when I prayed and researched and wrote the first book, I just felt so inspired to, you know, weave this beautiful message into my talks and into my appearances, and did these three books so that, you know, to try to do my part to help the world to turn to Our Lady and to you know, take up the task of following her requests, the things that she asks us to do.
What are some of the things that you think, Donna Marie Cooper of Oil, are important for us listeners to know about Our Lady of Fatima and this miracle and what happened 102 years ago? Why should we know this story?
Well, you see, as we know, it's a private revelation, but it was totally approved by the Catholic Church as something very important to follow. And as we see throughout history, our Lord sends his mother. He sends his mother to, he gave us his mother as an eminent gift from the cross as he was dying on the cross. Here is your mother. And so, you know, she cares about all of her children. She doesn't want any to perish. And so she came down 102 years ago to this little sleepy village, you know, in Fatima, to three little humble, faith-filled shepherd children. And, you know, we notice, too, that heaven chooses the humble, the lowly, you know, the uneducated sometimes to step up to the plate and to listen and to, you know, take these messages out to the world in whatever way that they can. So Mary appeared to these three little children, and she impressed upon their little hearts the importance of penance, of offering sufferings, of praying the daily rosary, of, you know, the Five for Saturday devotion, which we might have a chance to get into, which is very important. Father Andrew Apostoli, an expert on Fatima, always said that he felt that, you know, the one thing that we aren't doing as we should is the Five for Saturday devotion that Our Lady asked for to help, you know, bring about the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. So she asks us to pray the daily rosary for peace. We can all do that. It just takes about 15 minutes of time, but we're always complaining, oh, I don't have time to pray the rosary.
Yeah.
Rosary is powerful, and she told the children it could stop wars, it can stop future catastrophes. So the rosary is powerful, and to offer penances. She didn't hesitate to show them a vision of hell, you know, three little children, because she wanted to impress upon them that souls are perishing in hell because they don't have people to pray for them. So that's where we come in. You know, we look out the door, we turn on the news, and we see the state of the world. So we can do our part to pray for souls, to pray for peace in the world.
I highly recommend it. I keep a rosary, one in my purse. I have a couple in my car. So when I'm in my car driving to client offices, when I'm doing my Denha Media work, I always pray, even if it's just a decade, you know, if I just have time for a decade. And it just not only brings me peace, but I always pray. I started doing this in the many years ago, but I always pray for, I don't like to use the word enemy, but people that hurt me, you know, or I'm upset by, or, you know, maybe had, you know, or frustrated with. Sometimes it's not even people I know. I just see things in the news and I get angry and I pray for those people.
Good. That's the perfect response.
Yeah, because, you know, there's only so much we can do. There's only, you know, and getting into social media arguments, you know, is not always healthy, you know, even with people we don't know. Just refrain from that as much as you can. I know it's tempting because you get so frustrated with some of the ridiculous comments being made. But, I can't tell you how much Donna Marie Cooper Boyle having that rosary in my car has made a difference in my life.
Oh, absolutely, because even it can bring peace and comfort even just mm-hmm. in holding the beads. It's a sacramental from our church, especially mm-hmm. if it's blessed. I've given rosaries to people who aren't Catholic even. One
yeah.
mother who was kind of distressed, and I gave her, I just said, here, take this and just, you know, mm-hmm. keep it with you. And she didn't know how to pray the rosary yet, but she learned, and she told me later it brought her such comfort in difficult times. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've given rosaries to atheists even. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it's a beautiful, comforting sacramental. Mm-hmm. And Our Lady says it's so powerful to use it mm-hmm. and to pray for those who really need it. So we can do that. It's not going to, and that's just a little bit of a sacrifice. You know, we might feel we don't have the time, but like you said, a decade, even a decade here and there, and build upon it. In the mm-hmm. domestic church, the moms could teach the kids, mm-hmm. even in the car, you know, to pray a decade here and there, or to go to the Blessed Sacrament when you get the chance and mm-hmm. pray part of the rosary. So it's mm-hmm. a beautiful, powerful prayer that we can do.
Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate to have a decade rosary just recently blessed by Bishop Gerard Battersby here in the Metro Detroit area, the Archdiocese of Detroit, and my friend Adora bought us each decade rosaries with the St. Benedict medal on it.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
And he blessed it for us, and I felt very, very fortunate to have that. In addition, there was an order of nuns, sisters here in the Ann Arbor area who actually were on the Oprah Winfrey show and gave Oprah a rosary.
Oh, and isn't that something?
Yeah,
wow.
She actually talked about having that rosary on her nightstand and
she
still
did.
Keeping that rosary.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, you know, so we should pray for her and pray that Our Lady will use that visible sign, that tangible item that we have from the Catholic Church, you know, to help her and to help the people that she influences, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She's written 3 books about Our Lady of Fatima. It is her feast day today, Our Lady of Fatima. What, Donna, we're going to take a break, let's take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you, what should we be doing today on the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima? Let's take a break, and we'll come back talking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. Stay with us, everyone, here on Catholic Connection.
You don't think it'll happen to you twice. First, it was a fire. My agent was right there and helped me rebuild. Then the tornado destroyed everything again. Both times, my independent agent and auto owners took care of me like someone takes care of family.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there. Auto Owners Insurance.
For your no-obligation quote, please call Choice Insurance at 734-641-4200.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matthew and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Do you want an affordable health care option that enables you to protect your family and live your Catholic faith? CMF Curo is the Catholic health care ministry that works to bring health to the whole person, spirit, mind, and body. CMF Curo allows you to share health costs with other Christians and is more affordable than health insurance. Go to MyCatholicHealthCare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthCare.com. CMF Curo, healthcare fully alive.
She's written 3 books about Our Lady of Fatima. You were listening to Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here, talking with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle about her 3 of her books that she's written about Our Lady of Fatima. One is 100 Years of Stories, Prayer, and Devotions. And today is the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. And Donna, what would you like to see people do today to honor this feast day?
Well, you know, Number one would be wonderful if you can get to Mass. Not everybody can. I don't have a car today, and our particular parish does not have a Monday Mass. I would have to travel to another town. So that's a little penance for me. It's a little suffering in my heart that I cannot go to a Mass today. But I can pray. I can pray in my domestic church from home. I recommend adoration. You know, if you can get to Mass or even get to church for a little while, to have some time with Jesus there and to pray the rosary in honor of Our Lady of Fatima, especially on this feast day, and to offer penances, because Our Lady asked the three shepherd children to offer even the littlest things could be very powerful. You know, by she gave them a prayer. Lord, this is for the love of you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Those three things we remember, first of all, for the love of our Lord, to convert sinners, and to make reparation for the sins that have been committed against Mary, against, you know, her Immaculate Heart. So to also, you can pray for graces today. You know, if not anything else, just, you know, make sure when you're praying, you ask for those graces, whatever graces Our Lady can shower upon you. You know, when she appeared to St. Catherine Laborie, she told her that her hands, you know, outstretched with the rays coming down. The reason the rays weren't coming down from all of the fingers was because people weren't asking for those graces. So Our Lady, you know, encourages us at pray for the graces in our life, you know, those graces to move forward with faith and to help others. I will put a little post on my website today with the special prayers that the Angel of Peace taught the children in 1916, the year before Our Lady appeared to them in 1917, as well as the prayers that she taught to them. So there are beautiful, five beautiful prayers. We can pray those prayers today. You know, take the time to, you know, sit down or kneel down and be quiet and pray those beautiful prayers to Our Lady of Fatima. So there are many things that we can do. Reach out in love to someone. Pick up the phone. You might be hesitant. Write an email. Someone that you might not be seeing eye to eye with. Pray to Our Lady to give you the grace to offer some love and mercy, you know, to that person. Or pray for them in your rosary. So there's so many things we can do, even if we can't get out to Mass or even if we can't get out to adoration. We can certainly pray the rosary, take the time to pray the rosary and ask for many, many graces today on this beautiful feast day for not only our own souls, but especially for the souls of our family members, those who might be away from the church, those who are considering leaving the church because of, you know, lots of crazy things going on these days. We need to pray for everyone and to be that light to them. You know, don't be afraid to share your faith. You know, having miraculous medals in your pocket to give to people, I do that all the time, or not to be afraid to let your rosary show, you know, if you're on a plane or someplace and you're praying. Those visible signs can really help someone else who might be struggling in their faith or not, you know, really know what to do, and you give them hope by offering a kind word, some love, some prayers, you know, a promise of prayers to someone you might see today out and about. You might just strike up a conversation with someone. So be open to the graces. Pray for the graces, and God works the miracles, and Our Lady, you know, makes things happen. She always teaches us, do whatever He tells you. So she's always leading us to her beautiful Son.
How can we get the book and find out more? And can you give out your website and how we can find the books that you've written on Our Lady of Fatima?
Thank you for asking. Well, my website is www.DonnaCooperO'Boyle.com. And if you put in Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, you'll get there too. You don't have to put any apostrophes or hyphens or anything. It's a long name, I know. But if you go to my website, I have all the books there. You can get them on Amazon, your local Heroic Catholic bookstore, from the publishers, Sophia Institute Press and Servant Books or Franciscan Books. And also you'll find some inspiring, hopefully, things on the website. Today I'll do a post on Our Lady of Fatima, and I'll have those beautiful prayers there in case you don't have access to them in your own home or wherever you are today. So. And I encourage listeners, if they want to subscribe to my newsletter, and then they can be kept, we can keep in touch, you know, with news and things from my ministry and about my books. And so I hope
they can do that at the website, Donna Marie?
Yes, they can go to the right-hand column and look for the little widget that says, you know, sign up for the newsletter. So they could do that there. And they could learn about my pilgrimages and books and different speaking events and things like that as well.
So, Donna, we have about a minute left, so we got to keep it short. But I do want to ask you this question. Do you have one testimony in the first book you read, wrote, that you want to share with us, maybe a short testimony?
Oh, gosh. I wish I knew that ahead of time.
I just thought about it.
1 minute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. Yes, in that book, Our Lady of Fatima, 100 Years, that book, I did speak to a lot of different people and interviewed them about I interviewed them about their experiences with going to Fatima and, you know, Our Lady in their lives. And I'm trying to remember now. Father Andrew told me so many things.
It's okay.
Guidance and wisdom in the book. And I learned that Mother Teresa actually put a miraculous medal. She had a bishop bring it to the Kremlin on the day of the consecration. She was so devoted to Our Lady of Fatima, and she had a medal brought on the day that St. John Paul II made the consecration. So that was pretty amazing to learn about that and how things all tied together. But I hope maybe listeners could get a copy of the book and read, you know, the different miraculous events and about people's experiences with Our Lady of Fatima.
Well, thank you, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, for joining us. We got to let you go. Our Lady of Fatima, 100 Years of Stories, Prayers, and Devotions is just one of the three books she's written. It is the feast day of Our Lady. May you go out and do a rosary. Thanks for listening. Be back with you tomorrow here on Catholic Connection.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Kruchek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.